Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John Lopez, Cody Stutz in a loop with you. Sports Radio 610, 11 o'clock. John weighs in on the United States men's national team's failure, massive failure last night. You don't want to miss that at 11 o'clock. Right now, though, we head to the hotline where we find a board certified in sports medicine and orthopedic surgery at the Hospital for Special Surgery. It's Dr. Sabrina Strickland. Dr. Strickland, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
We are terrific.
We're doing great. You're on with John Lopez and Cody Stutz. And obviously, the conversation we want to have is about J.J. Watt. And unfortunately, this is the type of conversation we have to have after the injury. Explain to the common person who may not understand, what does surgery on a fractured tibial plateau look like? What do they have to do to repair what Watt injured on Sunday?
So basically, the tibial plateau is the top of the shin bone, so it's the lower part of the knee. And often patients suffer tibial plateau fractures from sports injuries because it's just too much load. The way they land, it puts too much stress on it's sort of asymmetric stress on the top of the shin bone. It's just too much, and you can get everything from a crack to a little die punch injury to a crunch. And a lot of times patients or players don't need surgery. I mean, a lot of times it's almost like looks like a stress fracture, but the fact that they operated on it, and I have not seen the x-rays, means that it must have been displaced, meaning the bone must have been out of place. So basically what they do with the surgery is we line it back up, we put the pieces back where they belong, and then use a plate and screws to hold it in place until he can heal the bone. And healing that bone takes about 6 weeks, but most people aren't running after an injury like this for about 4 to 5 months.
Now, doctor, I have heard, talking to other orthopedic surgeons like yourself, that there are, obviously, as you just alluded to, the way I described it, there's a small, a medium, and a large. There are, the different degrees. Now, this is at least a medium because, as you said, it had to have been displaced. If it was worse, if there is some ligament damage and we're not sure exactly, to what degree there might have been, that's a whole different ball game, isn't it?
So, yes and no, because a lot of times it's the lateral plateau and you also injure the MCL, and the MCL almost always heals on its own, and certainly if you have 3 or 4 months while you're waiting for the bone to heal, the ligament will be healed by then. So most of the time, if it's with an injury like an ACL, we would have heard about it already, meaning they would have operated on it at the same time. So I think chances are the ligaments are fine. What you really worry about in these injuries is the more long-term, and having a fracture right into a joint, which is what a tibial plateau is, puts you at a risk for cartilage damage, and I have no idea what his cartilage looks like, but that can impact what happens next year, can happen it significantly can increase your risk of arthritis.
Well, and certainly, as a football player, just in the last couple of years, doctor, he's had groin surgery, he's had two back surgeries, and now the tibial plateau. What does that tell you? What should we know?
Well, having gone through a number of other surgeries, you've had some time off, and when you have time off, yes, that's great because it allows you to heal, but it also means that you can get a little bit weaker, your bones may be a little bit less strong because they weren't subjected to as much stress while you're recovering from each back surgery. And so whether it's all related, I would say yes. I think it's probably all related. Maybe that groin surgery, that leg was a little bit weaker either because it was compensating or because it was rested. It's hard to say, but I don't think it's completely unrelated.
Dr. Sabrina Strickland is our guest, a board-certified sports medicine orthopedic surgeon at Hospital for Special Surgery, and specializes in, if I have this correct, Doc, both shoulders and knees. So talking about a little bit more about J.J. Watt, you mentioned he's not walking for a little while probably, and then it'll be a while before running. after these injuries, he takes the time off. Once he can actually start working back, what's the road to recovery? Is this similar to other knee injuries? Does he have to take a different route? Because we don't hear about this a lot. It's more ACLs, MCLs, and stuff like that. So is this a similar route to an ACL recovery? What's his recovery process like once he starts recovering?
So it's a little different because when you have a fracture, you have to rest that bone till the bone is healed. So if you have an ACL, you can essentially put weight on it the day after surgery. If you have a fracture, you have to rest that bone to allow the bone to heal. The plates and screws hold it in place, but you don't want to overly stress it. You want that bone to heal. So it'll be a slower course the first 6 weeks, but by 4 months, it should be just about the same as a ligament injury, meaning he should be ramped up and getting ready to do more aggressive sports, like, or even impact such as running, by 4 to 6 months. And as far as doing simple things like riding a bike or swimming, he'll probably start that within 4 to 6 weeks.
Dr. Sabrina Strickland, our guest on the hotline. I guess just kind of trying to like gauge exactly how serious this is. One of the other Texans players dealt with microfracture surgery in his knee, and then we all know about ACL injuries. Where would what Watt suffered be like in the scale of like bad to like really bad injuries?
I would put it in the scale of bad because the broken bone really indicates that was a significant load to his knee, meaning it's harder to break the bone than tear a ligament. And the fact that they needed to do surgery, as we said, it had to be displaced or they wouldn't have had to do surgery. They could have just put him in a brace and had him stop weight bearing for a period of time. But the fact that he had surgery, it must be at least bad. Again, it depends what type of cartilage injury he had associated with this. And maybe he's super lucky. Maybe it was a clean break through the bone, which is a clean break through the cartilage, and potentially he's going to be 100%. But this is a significant injury. And, you know, we've seen a number of fractures in professional sports and certainly in football, but it's rare to have it right at the joint. It's much more common, like an ankle fracture or tibia fracture in the shaft of the bone.
Doctor, I know this isn't necessarily your specialty, but if you can just enlighten us a little bit on the other major significant injury, what you may know about the pectoral tear that Whitney Mercilus had.
Well, that actually is—it's not a super common tear. I fix probably two or three a year, meaning, and mostly that's weightlifting. And even when we've seen it in the NFL, a lot of times it's not actually—I mean, it's not necessarily in the game. It might be just in the training room, bench pressing. But I mean, that is just—he essentially just pulled his pec muscle right off of the bone, and that has to be fixed. It's not something that maybe if you're 80, we might leave it alone. But certainly in any active person, we're going to fix it, and certainly in an NFL player, we're going to fix it. So it involves putting anchors in the bone and using stitches to bring that pec back over to the arm bone. Again, he's not going to be using that arm at all for 6 weeks. He's going to be resting it and letting that heal. And then before he's back, again, it's about 4 to 6 months.
Okay.
Dr. Strickland, we appreciate the time today. And
I do have one little question before we let you go.
Sure.
Kind of off topic.
Absolutely.
I know you are a world-class skier. You used to be a ski instructor. And I believe you have children or relatives that are competitive skiers. Isn't that like a diabetic working in a candy store?
You know, kids don't get injured skiing very often. Of all the ACL tears I've seen in skiers, I think the youngest one I've ever seen is 18. So, yes and no. I worry a lot more about soccer than skiing. And, of course, you know, we all let our kids play the sports that we love.
Of
so,
course.
You know, maybe our judgment isn't completely perfect. But all three of my kids ski race.
That's awesome. Well, congrats and great job. Thank you for your insight.
Absolutely. Anytime. Have a great day.
All right. Dr. Sabrina Strickland of the Hospital for Special Surgery. Just big takeaways from this, John, is that I never want to tear my pectoral.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
So it comes off the bone. Oh, and then we like screw it back in there.
And then she said we use anchors
stitches
to reattach. Like, so, okay. Here's the thing. Watt broke a bone that you don't commonly break in your knee because he put so much pressure on it that it broke. And somehow Whitney Merciless's injury sounds more painful.
There was one thing that she said that I don't think I can get over.
Okay.
I think it's very, very significant.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.